of a Metziah, Perkhes, Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah deals with the case of a Kinyan Chalipin, where an acquisition is made by one person taking possession of one item, the other person automatically gets a Kinyan in the other item. In this case, a person is going to take possession of a Chamor, of a donkey, and by virtue of that, the other party will take possession of the cow. Hamachlev par b'chamor. Somebody exchanges a cow for a chamor, and that is to say that he makes a kinyan on the chamor. He physically takes possession of the chamor, of the donkey, and the other person, the other party, automatically takes ownership of the cow, wherever it may be. The yolda, and that cow gives birth. The problem is we don't know when it gave birth. Similarly, somebody sells his shivcha, his maidservant, and an Eved Kanani or a shivcha Kananis can be purchased with money. That's a valid kinyan. So the purchase happened through the exchange of money, but the shivcha was not present, the yalda, and the shivcha gave birth. So we don't know when the birth took place. Zeomer ad shelo macharti. One party says, the seller says, that the birth took place prior to my selling it, and therefore the child of either the para or the shivcha belongs to me. This is Omar Mishal Kahti, and the other party, the purchaser, says that no, it gave birth after I already purchased it, and therefore the child belongs to me. The Mishnah says Yachloku, they divide it. And the Gemara explains that this, of course, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, is following the opinion of Sumchas, who holds that anytime you have mamon multiple safik, anytime you have money that has a doubt about it, the halach is the cholkin, they divide it up equally. However, we know we don't paskin like Sumchas, but rather like the Chachamim, who say that whoever is reshus it's in, if it's in the reshus, if the para or the shivcha is in the located in the domain of the seller, then it belongs to the seller, or vice versa. And we follow the idea of chazaka, that a motzi mechaveir l'varaya, somebody who wants to take it out of the person who's in possession of it, needs to bring a proof. Without a proof, it belongs to the person in whose possession it is. The Mishnah now continues with another case, which is very similar to a case we had in Mishnah Beis, of disputants, where people have a disagreement about what the facts are. So we have hayulu shnei avadim. Person has two servants, and he's selling one of them. Echad gadol ve'echad katan. One is large and more expensive, and the other one is smaller and cheaper. V'chein shnei sados. Also, if he has two fields, achas gadola, one is larger and more expensive, achas katana, one is smaller and cheaper. So halokeach omer, the purchaser says, gadol lakachti, I purchased the larger one. V'ala omer, and the seller says, eini yodea, I'm not certain. I don't know which one it was. So the halacha is zacha bagodol, the purchaser, the lokeach, gets the larger one, because we would seem that we're following the opinion that bari v'shema, if one party is certain, the other one is uncertain, bari adif, the person who's certain has the upper hand, and therefore he gets the purchaser is the certain, and therefore he gets the larger one. However, we've mentioned before in Mishnah Beis that the halacha does not follow this, and therefore according to that opinion of the halacha, we're going to learn this Mishnah, the whole rest of the Mishnah, by a very specific case, and that is the dispute is really about that the sale of the eved, or of the sada, of the field, did not conclude. And even though monies were exchanged, since it did not conclude, the money needs to be returned. The question between the disputants is, how much money was given? Was money given for a larger field or a smaller field? Or same thing with the Eved. And that's what they're disputing. And therefore, when the seller says that, I don't know which one I sold you, he is admitting that he at least sold him the smaller field. So he definitely owes him money back. He definitely owes him the money of the smaller field. He may owe him the larger field, but he definitely owes him the smaller field. So then he's really being moda b'miktsas. He's agreeing to at least that he owes him something. But he can't swear, even though normally a moda b'miktsas has obligated to make a shvua, he can't swear here because he doesn't know the fact about whether or not he owes the larger amount of money. So since we have a rule that anyone who is obligated in a shvua, in an oath, and is unable to take the shvua, the halacha is that he has to pay. And that's why in this instance, the person who said, the seller, who says, any other day, I don't know, that's why he has to give him back the larger amount of money. The Mishnah's next case, Hamocher Omer Katan Macharti, the seller says, I sold the smaller one. Va'la Omer Enyodea, and the purchaser says, I don't know. So I don't know if I deserve to get the larger amount of money or not. Enlo Ela Katan, he only has the smaller amount because that's all he's demanding. However, if they're in dispute, as in the next case, Ze Omer Gadol, the purchaser says that I paid for a large one. Is it Omer Katan? And the one says, no, you only paid for a small one. The seller says, I only owe you the money amount of money for the smaller one. Yishava ha-mocher shehakatan mocher. The seller needs to take an oath that he sold him the small one. And that is simply because of the idea of moda b'mikza. Since we're disputing the amount of money, and the mocher agrees that I at least owe you the smaller amount, I disagree with you that I don't owe you a larger amount, I'm a moda b'mikzas, I am agreeing to part of the claim, and therefore I am chayav a shvua. The Mishnah's final case, ze'omer eni yodea ve'ze'omer eni yodea, both of them say, I don't know, yachloku, they divide up, and again, this is following Simchas's opinion, and that we always divide the monies when they're in doubt. However, of course, we pass in like the chachamim, who say the rule is hamotzi mechavero olav araya, that if you're in possession of the money, the law is with you, and if somebody wants to take the money away from you, they have to bring a proof, and absent any proof, the money is going to remain with you.